Hey, folks, and welcome back to the Dev Influencer Show. I'm Charles Max Wood. Before we get started, I just want to invite you to apply to the Dev Influencers Accelerator. You can find that at devinfluencers.com. Let's dive in, okay? I promised you two episodes ago and in the last episode that I was going to talk about the most important skill you can have as a podcaster. And this is the thing, honestly, you know, and it ties into the last two episodes. It really does. But this is the thing that is going to make all the difference for you, okay? And it's something that I think we do sometimes really well at and sometimes not so well at. But my friend Zach, so we're sitting in the car and we're driving back from the event to the hotel, right? Because we were all staying at the same hotel. In fact, we shared a room. He was, you know, he was in the bed, the one bed, and I was in the other bed. But yeah, so we're chatting and he has this idea that he wants to start coaching athletes at kind of an elite level, right? So he actually played Major League Baseball for a little while and he wants to actually go out there, like I said, and coach these athletes. So we're just chatting, right? Because he's like, well, I should totally start a podcast. I'm like, yes, you should, right? Because then people are going to be able to see who you are and what you do, what you're good at, what your mindset is, what your process is, right? And they can kind of connect with you that way and see what kind of a coach you are because you're demonstrating it every week, right? It's not one-on-one unless you bring people on and coach them, but it gives them that idea of what they're getting, right? And he's like, yeah. And then he asked me, you know, what's the most important skill that you have as a podcaster, right? You know, what's the thing that makes all the difference? And so I told him what I told him in the last episode first. I said, look, I was like, you've got to just go for it, right? You know, start ugly, right? And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, go listen to the last episode. But then I looked at him and I said, honestly, the thing that makes the most difference is being able to give people that connection, right? So people listen to podcasts. They're not listening. I mean, they are listening for the information. So I shouldn't say they're not listening for the information because they are, right? If you're not giving them good value, good information, even though it's a free podcast, yeah, they'll unsubscribe, right? If they find something better, you're not on the list anymore, okay? But what's interesting is that the shows that really stick around, the shows that seem to really resonate with people are the shows that allow them to connect with the hosts or the guests, right? So they feel that personal connection to the host. They feel that personal connection to the person who's teaching and speaking. And there's one thing that I found that makes the big difference there. There's one thing that will get you there, right? So they're looking for that camaraderie. They're looking for that, you know, this person really gets me, or I really get them, or I just feel a connection to them. And that thing, honestly, is stories, right? And the reason is because we're all on this journey, okay? We all are. We're all on this journey, and we are just moving through it together, right? And so something I go through, you might go through later. Something I'm going through now, you may have already been through, right? And so as I talk about my story, as I talk about my journey, right, and I kind of give you that pattern that I learned, right, by trial and error or whatever, as I put that out there, you can see parallels to things that you've been through, right? If I talk about how I got into coding and it looks like your story of how you got into coding, then you're going to enjoy hearing from me about my story, right? And then maybe the next time I talk about, you know, one of the horrible bosses I had, right? And maybe you don't identify with that so much. But the next time I'm talking about some personal struggle that I went through and how that applies to learning to level up in code, right? And you really identify with that, you know, not necessarily because you've been through the same thing, but you've been through something similar. And so you feel this kinship to me because my story reflects you, right? And, or my story reflects the story that you want to be the next chapter in yours, right? And so that's the power, right? And he's got a bunch of terrific stories, right? He played in the minors. He played in the major leagues. He's coached, I think it's college baseball for the last several years, right? So he's got all these stories, right? And he's got another guy that kind of works on a different aspect of this same coaching, right? So some of it's performance, some of it's mindset, some, you know, and so this other guy's apparently really good at some of the other stuff. And I think he's a martial artist. And so, you know, he's got all these other stories, right, about how he has demonstrated mastery and changed his mindset and stuff like that, right? And I was like, look, I said, that's the part that people are going to get. That's the part that people are going to see. And that's the thing that's going to keep them coming back, is because in some way you're either reflecting who they want to be or you're reflecting who they are and you're showing them where they can go. And so that's what people are looking for. That's what they're looking for as far as identifying with people. You know, I started out telling my story like this last week, right? It was, oh, well, I did this and then I did that. And I realized that I was missing a large part of the storytelling, right? Which is, and this is how I felt. And this is what I experienced. And this is how I experienced it, right? These are the kind of the gritty emotional stuff. And it's not like the, you know, I don't expect to like cry on the show. I will probably cry on the show. But I don't expect to do that every time, right? Sometimes it's just, hey, look, I never thought I could and I did, right? And sometimes it's going to be, hey, this is how I got from A to B, right? And it's just going to be a straightforward how I got from A to B and I felt, you know, whatever. But the thing that really resonates, and there's a book out there by Joseph Campbell, and he talks about the hero with a thousand faces. And it's, I'm sorry, listen to it on Audible, and it is a really, really dry listen, okay? The guy that reads it, I mean, I was just, I had to skip back sometimes because I was like, there's something deep here, but my brain is turning off because the guy's so boring, okay? But the book is incredible. And what it does is it talks about, and Russell Brunson kind of summarizes a lot of it in Expert Secrets, but it's the hero's two journeys, right? And so what that's what he calls it. So the hero starts out, we had a long discussion at lunch, like the next day, talking about the hero's journey in Lord of the Rings in particular. And that seems to be like the go-to that everybody goes to, right? But I know the pattern is more or less that like Frodo starts out in the Shire, right? And he, you know, he's happy. Things are good, right? And then, you know, Frodo or Bilbo, you know, like takes off to go see the world again, right? To go retrace his steps as he went to the Lonely Mountain, right? And leaves everything to Frodo, and Frodo inherits the ring, right? And then Gandalf figures out what the ring is, right? And the Ringwraiths start, you know, looking for it. And so they're coming into the Shire. And so they leave, right? And so there's this inciting incident, right, where, you know, Frodo realizes, I've got this ring, I've got to go, right? And so, and usually there's a guide or a, like a sage figure, right? And so you see that in a lot of the other movie stories too. So in this case, it's Gandalf, right? In Star Wars, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? And the inciting incident there is that Luke goes back home, right, and sees that his aunt and uncle have been killed, right? I'm sorry, this is a spoiler for a movie that's more than 30 years old. So if this is a spoiler for you on Star Wars, I am sorry, but this is well beyond the year that I give people to have watched the movie. So, but you get the idea, right? So then he goes back to Obi-Wan, and he says, I want to be a Jedi like my father, right? Like that's where it clicks, right? That's where he goes, okay. Right. And so he has this guide, and eventually they lose the guide. Right. And so, with Gandalf, you know, he fights the Balrog and they both fall down the hole. Right. No more Gandalf. Right. With Obi-Wan, he gets killed. Right. And so then they have to go on and journey ahead, you know, on their own, so to speak, right? And Luke has other companions, and so does Frodo, right? And there are other things that happen, right? But there are these story arcs within the story arc where they grow and where they realize what they're capable of without their guide, right? And so for me, I talked about this in one of the episodes where I talked about finding a mentor, right? And so in the case of Greg Pollock, right, I just reached out to him, and I think eventually I just quit reaching out to him, right? Because things were mostly going well without him, right? without his input all the time because I, you know, he had taught me what I needed to know. That's one of those relationships that I tend to rekindle, by the way. If you listened two episodes ago where I talked about relationships matter most. But, you know, in programming, it was Nate Hopkins, right? And he was my mentor until, you know, through that first contract. And then I got a new mentor in Sam, right? And Sam helped me for, you know, 6 months, right? Until that contract ended and SolutionStream laid me off, right? And I kind of went through, you know, the same kinds of things, right? It's, well, okay, you know, I've only been programming professionally for a year. Am I good enough? Do I have what it takes? Right. And I find out, yeah, I got hired within 6 hours. So I had what it took to get another job. Right. You know, at the same time, the podcasting, same deal. Right. And I start forging these relationships with other people and finding new mentors. There were things that I struggled with. Right. I mean, I'll probably get into hiring Mandy at some point. Right. But before I hired Mandy, I actually went through like three other VAs trying to get them to edit and post podcasts, right? And I trained them and trained them and trained them, and they would screw it up, right? And that's been part of my journey too, right? Because I've had to learn how to do that. And I'm getting better at it, right? Every time I hire, I swear it gets better. And part of that is that I'm hiring better people. And part of that is because I'm figuring out how to hire better people, right? And then figuring out how to train them to do what I need them to do. And so it's this parallel journey, right? It's okay. I'm learning to take responsibility for these things. I'm learning to communicate better in these ways, right? I'm learning to do these things. And so it's the story arcs of growth, right? And that's the thing that I think really makes the difference, right? Is that we were talking about the hero's journey in The Lord of the Rings. And at one point somebody's going, okay, but you know, where's the growth, right? Because at the end of The Lord of the Rings, where's the growth for Frodo? You don't really see it, right? Frodo's still by himself in Bag End, doing the same kinds of things, right? And, you know, until Gandalf and Elrond take him across the ocean, right? And that's the kicker, is that sometimes the hero's journey is about somebody else, right? And so my hero's journey, in a lot of ways, I started out as the sidekick for somebody else, just like Sam Gamgee did, right? And it's funny because they're like, yeah, what's the payoff at the end of The Lord of the Rings, right? Because they'd seen the movies. I don't know if they'd ever read the books, right? And I said, well, have you read the end of the book? And they're going, well, no, right? And I'm going, you know, Frodo goes across the ocean, right? And they're all like, bye, you know? And the payoff is that Sam goes back home after the whole adventure, and Saruman's there with his little, I can't remember the other guy's name, but Wormtongue, right? So he's there with his little lackey, and they've basically taken over the Shire and have enslaved the hobbits. And Sam turns out to be the leader that they need to get rid of him, right? And then Sam marries Rosie, I think her name is, and has a bunch of kids and is part of this journey for the Shire, the next chapter of the Shire, right? And so you do see this progression, right? You know, Sam follows Frodo, but at a certain point, you know, just like Frodo kind of had to take up the mantle once he parted ways from Aragorn, and once Gandalf was no longer in the picture, you know, he kind of took on the mantle of leadership. And Sam was forced to do it when Frodo was stung by the spider, right? If you watch the movies, also, it's been long enough. I'm spoiling all of it, right? But it's these parts of the journey, right? Obi-Wan gets killed, right? And so, you know, they're going to fight the Death Star, right? And Luke, who's, you know, he's this hotshot pilot guy, right? And, you know, doing what he's doing. And he's going down that trench, and he turns on his targeting computer, and he hears Obi-Wan's voice. Use the Force, Luke, right? And, you know, he kind of shakes his head like, whatever, right? And then, no, use the Force. Trust yourself, right? And so he turns off his targeting computer, you know, and everybody back at base is like, Luke, your computer's off. And he's like, I know, it's fine, right? And then, you know, he blasts those two fireballs down that hole and blows up the Death Star, right? And, you know, and so he takes up the mantle of Obi-Wan, right? Where now he's ready to become that Jedi Knight. Sam is ready to become a ring bearer, right? And you see this in stories over and over and over again. If you watch movies and you understand really how the hero's journey works, a lot of times you can call the next shot because you know, okay, this is about the point where they have another hard time and they have another stint of growth, right? And, you know, and toward the end, toward the climax, it's like, this is where it starts to feel impossible. But the thing is we all learn that way. That's what all of our journeys look like. That's where we actually kind of grow into the people that we want to become, right? Now, it's totally possible, too, because we were talking about, okay, well, these people have to be ready. Yeah, sure, they have to be ready, right? I mean, I've seen plenty of people that they have the instigating incident, right? The thing that kicks them off on this journey or should kick them off on this journey, and they hit that first bad time, and they get really jaded. And they don't believe that it's possible anymore. And they lose hope, right? And the journey kind of ends there, right? So it's not that way for everybody. But at the same time, we all understand that story arc and we all are inspired by it. And so if I can tell my story using those terms and help you realize that you can make a similar journey and have a similar story arc and a similar set of personal growth, then you're willing to take that chance and come down the road with me, right? And so going back to the question that my friend Zach asked, what's the most important skill that you can have as a podcaster is storytelling, but it's specifically that you can take people on this journey so that they can see the outcome and that so that they want to come on it with you, right? Because at the end of the day, you're doing the podcast so that you can bring them in so that you can be that guide and help them along the way. And that's what I'm trying to do, right? I mean, as much as I appreciate getting paid to coach people, and as much as I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be around people that I think eventually are going to make a major difference in the community, I want to instigate you, right? I want to tell my story so that you realize I'm not where I want to be, right? I'm not going where I want to go. I'm not happy with the trajectory here, right? I don't see an outcome working in this job for another 5 years that gets me where I want to go, right? So that's what I'm hoping to do is I'm hoping to kind of get you to the point where you're willing to take the next step, right? And then whether it's hiring me or, you know, spending the 12 years that it took me to figure out how to do all this stuff well on my own. I mean, I don't know. But at the end of the day, if I can get you to start moving down that road, then success to me, right? That's what I'm after. And I'm not going to hide it, right? I'm not going to be subtle about it. I might be subtle about it if it'll get you to move, right? I'm being pretty direct about it right now. But at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you watching this, listening to this right now. I'm trying to get you to take action, to take control of your career so that you can go down the road and you can be the Nate Hopkins or the Greg Pollock or the Gandalf or whoever for whoever's coming after you, right? And if I can be that for you and you can be that for them, then we're all better off, okay? And the stories are the ways that we really just connect that. And so that's the one skill, the top skill that you need as a developer, or as a podcaster. And if you can do that, then you should definitely talk to me. And if you go to devinfluencers.com/apply and you fill in that form, I'll send you an email and I'll say, hey, let's do our strategic session. And we can talk through this, right? We can talk about what that story looks like for you, right? We can talk about how you can get there. I do it for free. Yeah, if I think you're a good fit for the accelerator, I try and get you in. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a free call, okay? So go do it. devinfluencers.com/apply. Put your info in and let's have a conversation. Let's figure this stuff out, right? Let's get you going down the path to where you can be the person you want to be. You can have the career you want to have. You can find clients or a new job where you're mentoring people or whatever it is that you want. And then from there, you can be whatever you want. All right, well, I'm way over the time that I planned for this, but I think it's important. I think it's critical. And so this is the one critical thing that you have to know in order to be able to do your job as a dev influencer, and that is to be able to tell stories that take people on the journey so that they will actually take action. All right, Max out, everybody.